This is On Target Dance Party Radio with your host, Maude Marty. I want to see you on the floor. Well, what you waiting for? Come on and get in the groove. All you got to do is move. Well, now it ain't nothing to it. Anybody can do it, baby. Shake,
shake, baby, shake, baby,
baby, shake.
Welcome to On Target Podcast, where we play Northern Soul, Mod Beat, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems, all on vinyl, almost all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Maude Marty. Welcome back, everybody. I've got an update on the Red River City Soul Club that is going to be happening as a monthly here in Winnipeg. We have a tentative date of December 4th. That's a Saturday. I've been in talks with the Toad on Osborne for months now, and we're just trying to nail something down. So save that date in your calendar. December 4th, 2021, first regular Red River City Soul Club. I'm really excited because we've got prize bags that I'm gonna be giving away, and I'm gonna have merch as well. But it, bottom line, is going to be a fun night. So stay tuned for more information on that. If the date changes, I will let you know. Meanwhile, we have another episode of On Target, which means a whole bunch of great music for you. I started off this week's show with Eddie Holland doing a track called Baby Shake on the Motown label. Back in the late 50s, when Berry Gordy was writing music for Jackie Wilson, he would use Eddie Holland to record the demos for it because his voice was so similar to Jackie Wilson's. And when he established Motown, Berry Gordy gave him a couple of shots at tracks that didn't really become hits, possibly in part because he sounded so much like Jackie Wilson, like a sound-alike. But the truth is, his real talent was in writing the music, and along with his brother Brian Holland and Lamont Dozier, Eddie Holland became a part of a hit-making machine known as Holland Dozier Holland.
Now, baby, you know I'm
That was Ike and Tina Turner, along with the Ikettes, of course. Can't Chance a Breakup on the Sue label. And before that, Vigon, a Moroccan singer who was very active in France during the 60s and 70s, with his version of The Spoiler, which was a track that Eddie Perel recorded on the Vault label, was written by Booker T. Jones and Donald Duck Dunn from Booker T. and the MGs. And this version came out on the Atlantic label.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take recalls how much in love we used to be. Oh, how can I forget you when there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. I was born to love you, and I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me. Oh, 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 oh. When shadows fall, I pass the small cafe where we would dance at night. And I can't help recalling how it felt to kiss and hold you tight. Oh, how can I forget you? And there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. I was born to love you, and I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me. Whoa, 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 whoa. You should find me, Mr. Sweet and Tender Love we used to share. Just come back to the places where we used to go, and I'll be back. Oh, how can I forget you when there is always something there to remind me? Always something there to remind me. You, and I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me. Never love another, baby. I never will forget you, baby. Oh, you'll always be a part of me.
It's all against my brain. It's all over me.
That was the Walker Brothers, a trio from Los Angeles consisting of Gary Leeds, aka Gary Walker, John Mouse, aka John Walker, and Scott Engel, aka Scott Walker, who started very young in the industry. He was in the Dalton Brothers, the Marquettes, the Playboys, the Routers, the Strangers, and did a serious number of solo outings. The track I played is called Doin' the Jerk. It was covered many times by many soul and R&B artists. It was actually written by Scott Engel. I played it for you on the Smash label. Before that, Otis Blackwell, It's All Over Me, on the Epic label, and started that stack off with Lou Johnson, classic, Always Something There to Remind Me, written by Bacharach and David, made popular for a second time in 1982 by Naked Eyes. It was a very big hit for them. This version by Lou Johnson came out on the Big Hill label in 1964. I played it for you on the Canadian Quality label. We'll be right back. That was the Pretty Things. Track's called Rosalind, very British beat. Before that, Fuzz Garage, The Butlers, covering The Miracles' Shop Around on the Cameo Parkway label. And started off that set with the Countdown 5, Shake a Shake a Na Na on the Cobblestone label.
Turn me on, baby, night and day. I hear your voice, but you're spinning mirror is all I can hold for. Giving my love to a stranger, leaving my heart in danger. All hope is fading away. Please let him come back today. I said, oh, let me a miracle. Ooh. I said, oh, let me a miracle. Ooh. The love so fast, this confusion is hard bearing the pain. Yeah, yeah. Never have I been so disillusioned. Will I ever love again? Cause a last minute miracle.
You are listening to On Target on CJUM 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba at the heart of Canada. Stay connected. Go to our Linktree page at linktr.ee/mod.marty for all the links you need to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Follow us on Insta and Twitter at Mod Marty, one word. And subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Gaana, Boomplay, Deezer, Player FM, iHeartRadio, and Odyssey. And listen to us on modradiouk.net. That was Linda Jones, her version of A Last Minute Miracle, which was a lost master. In other words, it was mastered and then never pressed. Until 2005, when Richard Sterling put together a series of compilations called After Hours, and for the third installment, After Hours 3, more Northern Soul Masters, he released this limited run of 45s to promote After Hours 3. The label looks like its 1967 counterpart, a UK pressing, so it has a small hole, but it looks like a very authentic promo copy on the Warner Brothers label. Preceded that with Billy Joe Royal, Heart's Desire, Northern Soul Classic on the Columbia label, and started that whole set off with an absolute anthem, 7 Days Too Long by Chuck Wood, which came out on the Roulette label. Before we continue, I gotta tell you guys something that I discovered. Now, if you have a smart speaker or a smart home or anything like that, and you wanna listen to my show, with AIs like Siri, you can say, hey Siri, play On Target podcast, and no problem. But if you have Google, that doesn't work. And I've had a couple of people write to me and ask me how to listen to my show on a Google speaker. This is how you do it. Okay, Google, play Mod Marty podcast. And that's all there is to it. Siri works with Apple Music and Apple Podcasts. And Google works with Google Podcasts, obviously. And because the show is on both platforms, both of those work. They just apparently need to have different prompts.
Hey! Boogaloo! Boogaloo now! Thank you.
is so bad now. It's good for people young and old, and all it takes is a little bit of soul. Now, what about me and you? I do it in the boogaloo. Now, baby, what about me and you? Lord, 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 do it in the boogaloo. Now, honey, yeah.
There we have a Boogaloo sandwich. On the top side, we had Timmy Thomas, Have Some Boogaloo, on the Gold Wax label. On the bottom side, we had another unreleased track by Lou Courtney, Me and You and the Boogaloo, on the Hib label. And in the middle, Stuffed with Goodness, Etta James and Sugar Pie DeSanto, In the Basement, on the Cadet label.
Don't you break my heart. don't want no being at woman, cause she always puts me down. She always makes me cry when she whispers in my ear. She always makes me sigh whenever she is near. I don't want
Hollies sing about Jennifer Eccles on the Epic label. Before that, the New Breed, Green-Eyed Woman on Diplomacy. started that off with The Who, their cover of Marvin Gaye's Baby Don't You Do It on the Decca label, obviously taken from a live performance. I do not believe they recorded this in the studio, but all the power and fury is there in Daltrey's voice and Townsend's guitar, Moody's drums, and the aux on bass. Because of time, I did have to cut it a little bit short, but it really just goes a little bit too long, honestly. So believe me, I did you a favor.
Oh, your name. Oh, baby, don't tell me. Please don't tell me what your name. You know my wife is gone and left me. Lord, my life don't be the same.
That was Little Eddie, Wonder What Makes My Way So Hard, on the Big Beat label. And before that, Albert King, You're Gonna Need Me, on the Stax label. Now, what I'm leaving you off with is the flip side of the Lou Johnson's Always Something There to Remind Me. And this is unusual because Lou Johnson had a record called Magic Potion. And usually what they used to do was they'd either put a dance number on one side and a ballad on the other, or they'd put the track on one side and then the instrumental version of the track on the other side. But in this case, the instrumental version of Magic Potion was on the flip side of Always Something There to Remind Me. And it is fantastic, so I'm going to leave you off with that. Enjoy. This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM. Or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith. Thank you.